Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor of eBizQ. And today I have two women from Collins County speaking today in this podcast. We are at the Empower 2010 conference, the Laser Feast Institute conference in Los Angeles, California. I have with me Margaret Anderson, who is the records manager for Collins County, Texas. And I have Karen Skipworth, who is the CIO for Collins County. Thanks for joining me today, ladies.
Thank you for being here.
So first, tell me a little bit about Collins County. I'm not familiar with it, and I know you wanted to speak a bit about it before we started with the questions.
Sure. Collins County is located north of Dallas, about 30 minutes out. We're currently at a population of 750,000 and growing. We've been very fortunate in Collins County to have, during this time of economy, a really good growth spurts and be able to manage our technology investments. And so Collins County is real robust when it comes to its technology and its innovation needs for its technology in today.
That's great. And the first thing I want to ask you, Karen, is what are the issues facing CIOs today? I know you were named Texas CIO of the Year by the Government Technology Magazine, and congratulations on that. And I also forgot to mention that you've won the 2009 Run Smarter Awards for a county government category. So congratulations on that as well. So the question for you is, what are the issues you believe are facing CIOs today?
Well, when we ask that, I focus on Texas CIOs, and because that's where I need to focus on.
But sure.
I'm sure that I could probably speak for most CIOs around the United States. I think one of the things is facing us is our economy and still investing in our technologies and providing citizen services that are increasing on demand as the unemployment rates increase. So I believe that's one item that all of our CIOs are facing. Two is to still maintain and operate our operations with either less people when we're asked to cut back in our budgets or to sustain it with our current resources without any growth. And so that becomes a challenge for CIOs to make sure that they can operate the environment on a daily basis. And I think that's probably my top two things facing CIOs of today.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Now, Margaret, I wanted to ask you, since you're the expert on this, I suppose, how you implemented Laserfish in Collins County.
Well, I think one of the reasons we have been successful with our implementation of Laserfish is because we involved the customer departments and the user community right up front. They helped us set the process. They defined their business goals, what they needed out of the new project. And so we worked with them from the very beginning. And then as we continue to work with them, as we establish and bring them into the individual departments, they helped us set the priorities. They helped us design program.
And finally, you can actually both answer this question. In your keynote today, Karen, you spoke about the training of your employees with ADCAR. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
ADCAR stands, it's an acronym, and it stands for Awareness, Desire, Knowledge, Ability, and Reinforcement. And we realize in today's, especially with the economy, and in today's and any technology project that you do, your biggest impact is to the employees of the organization. And so to be successful in our technology projects today and mitigate risk of failure, we in IT in Collins County took the time to go invest in certifying ourselves in ADCAR, which is the change side of people when you actually implement a technology project. And that's getting them involved on the front end, making them aware of what's going on, how it's going to impact them. And that's something that we've normally not done in the past for technology projects. But when you're actually, like Laserfish, impacting 350-plus users, that's, you know, you do need to take time to make sure the people side of the project is taken care of. So that is a standard process we use. And I'll let Margaret answer the how we utilize that model within Laserfish training.
Sure, Margaret. Thanks.
Okay. Well, one of the things we've done is we took that whole process and we applied it to those business users. And so we've looked at that and took the people and made sure that they felt comfortable. All of us, I think, have a comfort zone, and it's difficult sometimes for people to step outside. I've done it this way for 20 years. It's worked for 20 years. Let's don't change. But we have to change. The technology changes. So the idea is to give them the knowledge and the skills that they need to understand how they can do their job better and more efficiently. And so what we've done is applied those principles into our training and our development of the departmental staffs.
Thanks. And is there anything else you'd like to say about your experience with the conference today?
Well, it's been a great conference. I'm very impressed on the level of, I guess you would say, technology that Laserfish has put into the conference, enabling you to really uniquely identify your scheduling. And it's very robust, very easy, just a great network, a great community, as stated earlier. So I think it's I've really enjoyed it. It's my first attendance, and I'll be back.
Mine as well.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I think that what they do to make you feel like you're part of the whole and in the learning experience, you get a chance to see and learn a lot of different applications, a lot of different ways, best practices,
sure,
of how you can improve. We all learn.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen and Margaret, for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.